This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Okay, so I was going through the reviews for this week's favorite review on Apple Podcasts, and I got one from B. Asai, and it says, 5 stars, very biased. This podcast is very biased and is what makes it so down-to-earth and enjoyable. Here's another biased opinion. Benedict Cumberbatch shouldn't have been the Grinch. That's not biased. That's founded. Okay, if you want to be read on the next episode of Just a Tip, leave a funny comment, and if I like it, I'll read it, okay?
2, 3, 4. If you're looking for advice from a real girl who might not have the answers, but goddamn she'll try, just a tip and you'll be on your way. With Meg and Batoon on Friday.
Welcome to Just a Tip and Advice podcast hosted by me, Megan Batoon. The first night that I adopted my kittens, one scratched my eye and I was wondering about the return policy. Does that make me a bad person? I think it does. So that's why I have a friend here to help me help you today. Steve Green.
You scratched your eye and you're going to take it back?
Well, I didn't know.
No, not you.
What?
Oh, wait, that was you? I thought you were reading a question.
No, that was
You did that and you're proud to admit it on a podcast with people?
Listen, I didn't know what a cat was. I walked into the shelter and I didn't know if I wanted a cat or a dog. And then I saw one cat, Lavalier. And then I was like, oh, this is cute. And then Crumbs popped up. And I was like, oh, I can't split them up. And then
Wait, what do you mean popped up? Like they were like hugging and stuff?
He was like sleeping and then we couldn't see him. And then so he like put his little head up and I was like, oh no.
Wait, he was sleeping on the other cat?
Like underneath Lavalier.
Oh, I see.
So like came up so groggily, and then we got both of them, and then Crumbs scratched my eye, and then it swelled up. It was swole.
Oh, wow.
It was working out. Yeah, and then I was like, oh, no, like, how quickly can I return them if I need to? If I need to.
I actually know what you mean, because me and Nikki, we were, this was a couple years ago, back before she was like half vegan, half pescatarian, whatever she is. And we were getting a lobster to cook. And I saw this one lobster on top of another lobster. And I was like, well, I can't separate them.
But you're going to cook them?
So, yeah, you know, I get what you're saying.
So you cook them together?
Yeah. Because they were really close. Yeah.
So anyway,
I get what you mean.
I still have both cats. I'm not allergic to them. Do you ever have people come over to your house and they're allergic to your cat and then it's annoying?
Yes. Well, I just find those people annoying anyway. I don't want to invite them back.
Yeah, but you never know if they're allergic until they come over, and then they're like, all right, do you have cats?
My grandfather, when people say, I'm allergic, I imagine my grandfather, like, coming home from the Korean War, and he walks into, you know, wherever the hell he walks into a gas station somewhere, and he's, like, getting cigars, and he's getting a thing of King Cobra, and then he's like, oh, hey, I'm sorry, do you have a cat? Because I'm allergic to the guy at the counter. You know what I mean? Like, it never happens. It doesn't happen. I don't know. I just find it so annoying.
It is annoying. And also, like, people come over my house, and then they'll be allergic, and we'll be eating food, and my cats maybe are underfed. I don't think that they are, but they act like they are.
Yeah.
Is that all cats?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay. So they'll always be around the food, and then the people that are allergic are too scared to, like, push them away. So they'll try to be, like, elbowing them. Like, they're so afraid of it. And I'm like, leave my house.
Yeah. My old man would just be like, get the fucking cat off the table. You know, like it doesn't matter. Like, whatever he's taking it, he's shoving it, he's pitching it, he's throwing it.
He's pitching it.
Yeah, whatever. I mean, that was just how it was. I don't know.
Yeah, that's how it should be. Also, don't be allergic to cats. Just stop.
True.
I was allergic for the first day, and then I stopped.
Yeah, you willed it.
Yeah.
That's what I always say about allergies. All you people out there with allergies, you can just will it out of existence. Okay?
You probably, honestly, your mentality is very strong, unless it's not.
I hope that people out there are like, well, I can't do anything, man. I got a peanut allergy. What am I going to do? I'm sorry. I'm just kidding.
I'm half kidding, because I also used to be allergic to shellfish, and now I'm not.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you weren't allergic to shellfish.
You call me a liar?
No, maybe that's a logical answer, right? Maybe you weren't actually allergic.
No, I had to be allergic because the doctor told me I was.
Really?
Yeah. And then I grew out of it.
Okay. Well, I've heard of that.
I think it's possible. I've heard of that. Every 7 years, your taste buds go away. I mean, they go away and then they get new ones. Or do they just change?
They regenerate?
Do your taste buds, their taste change? Like maybe your taste buds are... If we think about your taste buds being their own entity and their tastes change, I'm like, I'm not into that anymore.
True.
Whoa.
Because I used to think that beer was gross when I was like 20.
Still can't get into beer.
Yeah, see, and then I hit like 25 and I was like, oh, this is good. I like this. I don't know why.
Huh. Yeah, that's like smoked salmon and other bad things.
You didn't like smoked salmon?
I still don't.
I thought you were going to say that you like just regular salmon, but not the smoked
salmon. That's exactly right.
Oh, okay, I see.
Yeah. Anyway, it's not a podcast about smoked salmon.
Got it.
Or things I don't
like.
Sorry. This is an advice podcast. You write in to us and with all of your sticky situations. We do our best to help you out. But before we get into it, we internet stalked you and we found out that your first date with Nikki, you bought a ticket to Star Trek, but then you snuck into The Great Gatsby.
That's true.
And it says that you still carry this in your wallet. Do you?
Okay, so I had to remove it from my wallet.
Oh,
you didn't internet stalk me well because I posted about having to remove it from my wallet. Well, because I had to remove it because it was getting like damaged from just wear and tear. Because I always have my wallet on me. It's always in the same spot. So I just, it was getting all messed up.
Where is it now?
I have it in a bag in a safety deposit box.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
I'm mad. Okay.
It's a token.
So oh my God. I've always told Steve this and talked about Steve. Like, I think you're the best man that there is, like, with people. When I look at you and Nikki, I'm like, I want to find someone like Steve.
Oh, that's nice.
So going through this, if you're listening and you're a guy, take notes.
Here's the thing. I'm just doing bare minimum man shit. But I think that what's crazy to me is that men have taken a bit of a tumble lately, I think in LA especially. And so I think that I just look better compared to normal dudes.
No, but
that's not how I feel.
No, because even before all this Me Too stuff is happening, you have, ever since I've known you and how Nikki has talked about you and what I've seen, I'm just like, no one's ever treated me that way. They want to and they think they do.
Oh, I see.
But they don't. And like, you think it's like, that's your mentality. Like, this is just what I have to do. Every dude has to do this.
Yes.
But some dudes don't even open the door.
Yeah, that's crazy to me. Because it's not about, oh, you women are too weak to open doors or whatever the hell. Doors are dirty and it's about respect, right? So it's like,
yes.
It's like, I'm just doing this out of respect. That's it.
Are you ready for the first question? I, a female, have a male friend who has started to get very touchy with me even though he has a girlfriend of 3 years. He'll play with my hair and my hands in what feels like a romantic way. How do you play with those things not romantically, though?
I'm saying.
You can't.
No.
That's romantic. I don't know how to talk to him about it because every time I bring it up, he makes me feel like I'm the one doing something wrong and I end up apologizing. Oh, no.
Wow.
Yeah. That's wrong. Recently, another female friend has told me he does the same thing to her. He is a nice guy and a good friend besides this one issue. How do I tell him this is a problem without making him feel bad or ruining our friendship? From Feely Friendship.
You make him feel bad.
Yeah!
Hey, dude, you're a freaking flirt. What's your problem?
I've been called a flirt before. Well, I mean, all the time I get called a flirt, which kind of sucks, but it's whatever. But I do realize I do this too much. When I'm uncomfortable, I do something even more uncomfortable. I met a guy one time, I like put my hand in his shirt pocket for no reason. And I was like, cool pocket. What the hell?
Yeah.
And so like,
you know what to do with your hands.
Yeah. So I just put them in other people's pockets. Sure. But it's crossing a line for sure. I don't like the way that she's saying that she feels bad because he's the one that's doing it.
Yeah.
You shouldn't feel bad at all for bringing this up.
Well, he taught her to feel bad. That's the problem, right? He introduced that she should feel bad when this happens.
Yeah.
So he's like given himself a protective coating.
Yeah.
Where it's like, no matter what I do now, if she feels bad, she's weird and not me. And not my behavior.
How can someone stop doing that? Like if this happened to you, if a girl, help me out here. I don't understand reversing things.
Look, it's different for guys because I think that guys, it's like, as long as you're not crossing a boundary or whatever the hell as a guy, like, you know exactly what's going on. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah. Like if a girl was touching your arm a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that'd be weird because, yeah, let's hear this because I think you would actually say something because...
It depends on what it is.
What if a girl put her hand in your hair and on your hands in what feels like a romantic way?
I don't know how she would. I don't know. I don't put myself in a position for a lot of this stuff. Not that she's doing that, but I just don't... I don't know, man. I'm never alone with somebody for very long, like a girl or whatever. Okay, yeah.
You and Nikki are traveling together, and then she goes to the bathroom, but then like has to figure out like, oh, you know what? Here it is. This is exactly what happens.
Okay, yes.
You and Nikki are traveling together. You're at a hotel bar.
Yeah.
I'm in it.
So hot.
Yeah, I like this.
And you both sit down, and then Nikki goes, oh, I lost my keys. Oh, no, because then you'd be like, don't worry, honey. Sit here, and I'll fix it.
I get the keys, yeah.
God damn it.
But say that you...
She has to go to the bathroom. She had some bad shrimp.
Yeah.
Okay.
No one has ever had bad shrimp.
Allergic to shellfish.
Shrimp can't be bad unless you're me and seven. So, yeah, she had bad shrimp. She's in the bathroom. She's got to do this alone. She's in there for 20 minutes. Obviously, you're checking in on her. But in the midst of you checking on her, some other girl walks in, sits down. She looks like Jessica Rabbit. And then all of a sudden...
Ooh, that's hot.
She's two-dimensional.
Yeah.
She sits down. She orders a White Russian. And then... You mention it, and you're like, oh, the Big Lebowski, yeah? And then she's like, yeah, haha, and then puts her hand in your hair, and is like, you have something in your hair, but starts to, like, caress your hair.
Yeah.
What do you do?
I would make a face, I think, like a stink face, just as a weirded out thing. I don't like to be touched in general, usually, like, unless it's my wife. Like,
yeah.
I don't know. I don't, like, massages, I don't do that, because I don't like that. I don't like any kind of pampering or, like, hands on my body things, so... I think I would just express my dislike for it through
visual.
Via
face?
Yeah.
But what if she doesn't stop? What if she starts to try and hold your hand?
I'd just be out of there already.
What would you say to leave?
I'd be like, excuse me, my wife's in the bathroom. I think she had really bad shrimp. She's probably just water's coming out of her ass. You have to excuse me. I think that's what I'd say.
That's good. I wonder, I don't know what I would do. Wait, so let me...
Wait, but let's throw this in reverse, right?
Okay.
So if that's you...
Which part is me?
You're the person who's... You're the bar-y. You're chilling at the bar.
Okay.
While the bar, the Jessica Rabbit person, starts ruffling your hair.
And it's a guy.
It's a dude. But you're with a boyfriend.
And I have a boyfriend.
Yeah.
And yeah. they start touching my hair?
Yeah. And he's a real cutie.
Is he funny?
Man, I don't know. That's a good question.
Jim Gaffigan walks up.
Peace.
Oh, there you go.
So he walks in. He touches my hair. I have a boyfriend. I would just be like, do I have something on my hair? I can get it. And I would probably try to deflect as much as possible because I don't want to make it weird at all.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But that doesn't matter. It doesn't. Oh, well, I guess they're friends.
That's what this girl's saying. She's like, I don't want to make it weird.
Yeah.
But I think that he has set the deck for it being weird. You know what I'm saying? Where it's like, no matter what she says...
Mm-hmm.
He's already made it her fault for feeling weird.
Yeah, she doesn't want to ruin the friendship, but he's kind of already done it for her.
A friend shouldn't make you this uncomfortable.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. If every time you're thinking about hanging with this friend, I'm like, what's the upside of the friendship then? If you just feel this uncomfortable sinking feeling every time you're about to be around this person, what's the upside?
Yeah, I mean, she just mentions that he's a good friend, but he's doing it to a couple other people, like another female friend of hers. What if, is this weird to have you and the other female friend, I guess it'd be better to confront him than to go to the girlfriend and be like, hey, he's kind of doing this weird thing.
Yeah.
That would be worse,
it's
right?
It's tough, though, because he's not getting the note. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
She's already told him, and then he's deflecting.
I wonder if there's a way to, like, bring comedy in this and, like, just make jokes about it when it's happening or even when it's not happening.
Oh, I see. A passive-aggressive person's answer. Yeah. No, that makes a lot of sense. Yeah. Yeah, you could do that.
The bad thing about me, one of them, is that we don't have time for all of them. But I always, like, I ask what I do this to my therapist, too. I'm like, what should I do? And then she's like, have a conversation and tell him all this, this, this. And I'm like, cool, let's take that and, like, add two layers of kind of, like, nebulousness to it. How do we make it less direct?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Which is bad.
Which is maybe what a passive-aggressive person would do.
Yeah.
I think.
So I guess I can't answer this from a – oh, I guess we could do should do, would do. This is a thing we do on here. What you should do in a situation like this, and then what you actually would do.
Okay.
Okay. So we should tell them to stop.
Yes.
And then it makes you uncomfortable.
Yes.
What would you do? Probably that.
Probably like you said in a funny way, though. Where it's like, hey, my wife's literally shitting her brains out. Like, I hope she's okay in there. I hope she's not shitting so hard that it gives her an aneurysm. I'm going to go find out, though. I'll let you know.
I think we killed it. We did a good job.
Yeah.
Next cue.
She's very helped over there. She's like, wow, that's the answer I was always looking for.
Make a joke out of it. Yeah. I think that's my answer to everything.
That's pretty good. I enjoy that because I take nothing that seriously. Yeah.
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 But I take a lot of things seriously. But then, like, it's weird because I'll care about things that are so minuscule, but things that are, like, gigantically a problem, I'll just be like, what can you do?
Yeah, take the right thing seriously. That's that's a good motto.
That is a good motto. Last week, I was using my boyfriend's laptop to stream Netflix while he was at work. I know it's bad, but I really couldn't help myself from scrolling through his search history. No! I found out that he has checked in on his most recent ex-girlfriend 3 times in the past 3 weeks. I know that everyone does this, including myself, but I can't help but feel like 3 times is a lot. It makes me wonder if I'm just a rebound and he secretly wants his ex back.
Why? Wait, what do you mean everyone does this?
Does everyone not do this?
No.
I mean, you're happily married.
Yeah.
Why would you?
Right.
That I check on my exes.
Yeah, well, you're weird.
No. Do you check on your exes?
I've tried. What? I've been blocked.
No, here's the thing. You have to, you cannot be living in the past like that. Like, like my ex used to do that to me, and it drives me absolutely nuts. Like, many exes ago, she would check in constantly on her exes, and it always made me feel like I never was present in a relationship with somebody. It was always like they were wistful and looking into the past and all this shit.
That's exactly what it is.
You have to be fully present. There is no option. There is no looking at my exes. There is no like, oh, like I want to just check in.
Yeah, I wonder. Well, the difference between me is I'm not in a relationship, but I wonder if I were, if I would check. I'm not sure. If I was happy.
But you're habit building. So I think I think that you're going to be doing that no matter what because you're always doing this what if thing.
Mm.
And so what if won't leave you even when you're in a new thing that you like.
Very true.
So then it makes you dislike your new thing more because you're thinking about what was.
Yeah. I hate that.
Yeah.
So don't do it before
it's just a habit, right? It's just a habit that we all have formed, but you have to kick it out of your system by, it's like, nope, I'm not allowed to do this. Nope, I can't do this.
So
I don't do this.
Agreed. What if you slip up and then you do it? How do you not punish yourself, but how do you retrain yourself to not do that? Like if you find yourself typing in their thing, what do you do in order to?
You have to ask yourself why you're doing it. Like, what are you looking for from this? Mm. What exactly is it that you're looking for? And if you can answer that question, then maybe you won't have, you can figure out what the problem is.
Very true.
Yeah. So some people in unhappy relationships do this all the time because they're not in a happy relationship.
Right.
Some people in happy relationships do this too because they kind of are punishing themselves for being happy, which happens.
Aw.
Yeah.
Sad.
Yeah.
Wow. I'm sad. She writes, it makes me wonder if I'm just a rebound and he secretly wants his ex back. I don't know how to bring this up to him because I know he'll be mad that I was snooping. What would you do from snooping SO? I have a friend. This is weird. I mean, I guess it's not weird because people look at things all the time. But anytime a friend tells me, like, I know I shouldn't have done this, but I looked at his phone and I found X, Y, and Z. It's like, yeah, if you look, you're going to find anything you're looking for if you look hard enough.
That's not true. It's just not – look, it depends, right? Because Nikki could look at any of my stuff and it's totally on the up and up.
Yeah, but why – she wouldn't look if she didn't have an inkling to
Well, she has
look.
No desire to look.
Right.
Right. Because I've never made her feel like there's something about our relationship that's missing that I'm giving attention somewhere else. And that's – that, but this is an excuse that we all make, but we have to try to be better about. You know what I'm saying? Where it's like, well, everyone's going to do this. And I don't think that that's like true or,
that's
or good.
Good. It's definitely not good, but it's good that it's not true because for me, I definitely look and I've heard other people looking. But I think that in my friend's instance, when she looked at his phone, it was like because she knew something was weird. And I think I did it one time. I felt so icky, but like I knew something was there. So that's the reason why Nikki doesn't have to look because she doesn't feel anything. She doesn't. When you start sensing something, It's like, all right, let's kind of investigate.
Right.
But every time you investigate, you find what you're looking for. If you feel like there is something, then you feel so bad because it's like, all, it's all confirmed. And then you just feel like you're not good enough.
Yeah, but and see, with Nikki, we have this thing where it's like, if you have something, we bring it right up immediately.
Mm-hmm.
And so a while ago, I saw, because we were at a restaurant, and I saw that she had been looking at one of her ex's things on Instagram, because she was just on Instagram, and we were watching a football game, and I turned my head, and her phone's like laptop size, like what the hell are they doing with all these phones? Like, like impossible not to see what I, because she was gonna search for something, but then I saw her ex's name pop up.
Oh, right, right.
Like one of her exes, and I was like, what the fuck? I was like, why? Mm-hmm. And then she was like, oh, because he did a shitty thing that I heard about, because our mutual friend constantly texts us updates about exes for some reason. And I'm always like, dude, this guy sucks. Why is he my friend? So it was one of those things where it was like she was checking in on the shitty thing.
Right.
That she had heard about.
So when you guys got together and decided that any bad thing that happens or anything really like that needs to be discussed is going to happen right away, was that something that you had a conversation about or was it just like inferred?
It was a process because you really don't know each other well yet. So you're trying to feel each other out. And even though we've been friends for a long time, you have to like, because I was still butthurt about my ex and things that happened there, and she was butthurt about hers and but things that happened there. And so we were both punishing each other for the actions of our exes.
Yeah.
So one day, we went to a beach, and I was like, yo, everything you got wrong with me, I want you to say it. And this is so lame, but this has helped me so much. It's like, we're gonna say what it is, and then we're gonna take it out like it's an arrow.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? So you remove it from your body, you say what it is, and only if you can remove it from your body should you bring it up. If you can't remove it because you can't let it go, then don't. But if you do this right now and you tell me that you're going to let this go, then you have to let this go just like I do.
Right.
And we did that shit, and I swear to God, we've really not argued since then.
Oh, my gosh.
Because it just makes you – it just takes away all of that shit. And when you feel the inclination of like, well, I remember when – and it's like, no, I let that go.
Yeah.
I had to make this work, so –
Was there anything, you don't have to bring it up, but like, was there anything that you couldn't let go and you're still working through and you didn't?
No.
Oh, so you're just such a clean slate on both ends?
I wouldn't have asked her to marry me if I couldn't, you know what I mean? If I couldn't let something go, yeah, no, I couldn't ask her to marry me. That's, I never asked a girl to marry me until Nikki because I would always, there was always a couple of things that I was like, I don't know yet.
Right.
Yeah.
Wow. I love it.
Yeah. She's the best.
She is the best. I don't even know the question anymore. What is Snooping S.O. asking? Oh, bringing up the fact that he's searching on something. Oh, yeah, because that's awkward because then you've breached privacy.
Yeah.
Yikes. Yeah.
I don't know. It's tough because there's something there. I don't know. I get the whole thing where it's like you were snooping and that's like messed up and stuff, but there was something there. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like both parties are shitty.
For sure. I wonder if it's obviously we always default to conversation because that's what will help this, because there's obviously insecurities because you looked. So you felt like there was something and then you found it, but now how do you even say anything? This is the exact same situation my friend was in, and I don't think she even addressed it with her boyfriend because it is weird.
Well, so, I mean, you have to.
You have to, though.
You're never going to let it go. And it'll just grow and grow and grow. And then one day you're arguing about baskets or something. And it's like, wait, is this really about baskets?
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, that happens all the time.
Me too, but mine is actually about baskets. I have a lot of thoughts about baskets.
You shouldn't buy so many baskets. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Closing tip for this person. What do you think that they should do?
It's uncomfortable, but you have to confront it.
And what would you say?
I would say, hey, so here's why I suck and here's why you suck. I suck because I looked through your phone. You suck because I found a bunch of shit and you talking to your ex every week, bro. What is that about?
Uh-huh.
Like, that's pretty crazy.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Unless it's like, hey, what was that chili dog recipe your grandma had? And yeah. Even then, I'm like, why are you asking them? Go find another chili dog recipe. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. I don't get it. Only bad things can happen when you contact your exes. Period.
I like that.
It's true. What else you got? I mean, think about it for a second. If you're in a relationship with somebody that you're it's serious.
Mm-hmm.
What good comes out of contacting your exes? I don't know. I don't get it.
Yeah, not much. I mean, I think the only time people want to contact their exes is if something's going wrong in their relationship then, or if they just feel lonely at that point in time. Unless it's like, unless something miraculous happened to where you broke up with each other and like needed each other back. Other than that, like there's a reason why you broke up. Mm-hmm. So just ride the course.
Well, what are you there for? If you're in a new thing and you're talking to your old thing, what are you in the new thing
for? Yeah. That's a nothing thing. That should be an end point.
Yeah. The healthiest thing is to move on and actually move on when you move on.
What's the easiest way to move on when you're trying to move on?
Try to improve yourself and don't think about the past ever. Like, flush the past.
That sounds so healthy.
It's not an easy thing. I'm just saying that's what helps, right?
Yeah.
It's not easy.
That's like, what's the movie with the blue hair girl and Jim Carrey? Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind.
Great movie.
Great movie. Really sad.
Very sad.
Super sad.
Not a buy. Just to watch once.
Oh, yeah.
No thanks.
No, definitely don't buy it.
No.
There's actually, I think there's something that you can do in order to erase memories, but you can't choose which memories that you erase, like in real life. I was like looking at
this. I recently heard about this.
Did you?
It's very new, but yeah. Yeah.
They can't target specific memories. So it's kind of like a maybe.
Right.
Maybe we'll erase you and your boyfriend. Maybe we'll erase like when you got your first laugh.
Anyway, good luck. You know what I mean? As they put the gas to your nose. Hey, good luck in there. It's like, what?
Good luck in there.
Right, you know?
Did you also know, I learned this one quick tip about MRIs. The reason why you can see what's going on in your underneath your skin is because I'm gonna mess this up real quick. Your atoms or something in your body is going in both directions. It's called superposition. It's the reason why your MRIs work.
Wow.
I didn't explain it well.
But I didn't know that. You're listening to X-ray facts.
And you're never going to understand because that's probably wrong. Anyway, bad tips with me. Did you find something?
Kind of.
What'd you see?
MRIs are a scanning technique for creating detailed images of the body. The scan uses strong magnetic field and radio waves to generate images of parts of the body that can't be seen as well with X-rays through superpositioning.
Oh!
So I hope that helps you all out there.
Good luck with your heartbreak.
Yeah, right. At least you know how an X-ray works now.
We're going to take a quick break while Steve gives us an extra piece of advice you can find on MeganBatoon.com, and we'll be right back.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
But before we jump into helping more of you, I want to know more about what's in your life because you have a podcast too called Shit They Don't Tell You.
I do.
How's it going?
So me and Nikki, we have a podcast called Shit They Don't Tell You Podcast. And it's fun. We love it. We've done like 38 episodes, I think. And yeah, it's been going great.
That's awesome.
Yeah, you're in the first episode.
Was it the first one?
You were the first episode. We wanted to have you on first, yeah.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
I want to come back. I feel like
you should come back. We would love to have you back.
Oh my God, fun. Yeah. Okay, I will. I want to have you and Nikki on at some point together.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
That'd be really cool and do like just marriage questions or like relationship questions.
I like it.
Tell us everything.
Detailed, personal questions.
I'm in.
Yeah, let's do it.
Other than that, what's going on in your life? Like anything else that you want to put out into the world?
I just went home to Thanksgiving, had a way better time at the Asian side than at my family's side. So that was fun. I realized that my family doesn't do much.
Yeah.
They just sort of sit there and chill.
I think that's Thanksgiving, though.
Is it? Because Nikki's side, I'm like, this is fun. Everyone's so light and everyone's fun. And then at my side, it's just like, it's like we all just watched a really sad movie and everyone just sort of sits there.
Does your family, either side, have traditions, like games that you always play?
No. Maybe that's part of what we need. Yeah.
It's just some games.
I think that would help.
My family plays Scattergories every single Thanksgiving and Christmas, and I love it.
Scattergories? Yeah, that would be fun.
That's the best game.
Yeah, stuff like that would be fun. But my family, I just can't get them to do any damn thing. They just sit there and look melancholy.
Maybe that's because everyone, I might die right now. What if I did? What if I choked? What would both of you do?
I would immediately provide the Heimlich maneuver.
You know how to do the Heimlich?
No, but I've seen it in movies.
Oh, I do.
You do?
I can do it.
Oh, that's awesome that you can do it. I was in the airport the other day, and they have like a machine. This is not for the Heimlich, but for CPR. They have like a dummy like in the office, and that teaches you how to do CPR in the terminals.
What?
Yeah.
I knew CPR. I knew you could learn that shit in 3 minutes. I knew. I always knew.
Because
I see the Heimlich maneuver too. I'm like, you could learn this shit in 30 seconds, bro.
You probably could.
You could.
I didn't go over because I felt weird about it, though. But I was like, now I'm just harming myself because I don't know how to do this because I was like, oh, people are going to look at me weird.
I see.
So I didn't learn because I was too nervous about how people would look at me.
Oh, wow.
How messed up is that?
You're a very self-conscious person.
Yes.
Yeah.
I am horrifically
Nikki's
aware.
The same exact way. Very, very self-aware.
Nikki and I get along. We're
crushingly self-aware.
Yes.
Like, how do you guys even walk? Why aren't you guys crawling everywhere you go? Like, it's
unbelievable. We are on the inside.
Oh, yeah. But people don't know that about you guys. They're like, oh, they're cute.
Yeah.
They don't know. Yeah, it's so funny.
Yeah, you'd never know.
But as far as what's going on with me, I got a movie out right now called Funny Story. It's premiering in festivals all over the world. It's doing really well.
That's sick.
Yeah.
When did you write it?
I wrote it like 3 years ago, and then we finally made it last summer.
What was the hardest part about getting it from your brain to paper to on screen?
That's the hard part.
Right? Like, is
solely the hard part. Yeah, it's like, it's like just letting your baby go and seeing how it's going to go, but it's been awesome, and beyond anything I thought.
That's so sick.
Yeah, it's been getting good reviews and things, and we're stoked about it.
Where can we find it? Where can I watch it?
So it's right now it's doing the festival circuit, so it's not yet available because it's got to be exclusive to festivals. So it's like just played in France and Italy and all those places.
Whoa.
Yeah. And then hopefully within the next couple months, we'll have a release. We have a release plan.
So exciting.
Yeah.
Congrats.
Thank you.
That's really difficult. That's so cool.
It's fun.
Good for you.
Thank you.
Anytime people do something great, I'm like, that's awesome.
That is. Well, that's very nice of you. It depends on who it is for me. You did something great, and I don't like you. Well, to hell with you, and to hell with what you made.
Yeah.
I'm very vindictive.
I think I am too, but that's for another time. Here we go with cue number 3. I'm a 28-year-old guy who has just recently got out of a 9-year relationship. Once I got over the heartbreak, I started messing around with some dating apps. I matched with one girl who I actually felt a genuine connection with. In the same weekend of our first date, my ex confessed to me that she thinks that she's made a huge mistake and wants to get back together. I am deeply torn if I should jump back with my ex who I worked so hard to be with, or if I should continue to see where it goes with the girl who I've only gone on one date with. I really like this new girl, but I don't want to lose the chance of being with the person I've loved for almost a decade. What do I do? From Lovesick. Wow. This is a lot.
Jesus, 9 years, man.
Is a long time.
Is this a dude?
Yeah.
Dude, only you can answer this question, my man. How can I answer a question when I can't feel the what you feel, bro?
Oh, so what does he need to be paying attention to in his feelings?
To how he feels about it. Like, how did he feel with his ex? How does he feel with the new girl?
But he, like, so much heartbreak. And, like, when you build up all those walls for me, which is terrible. But when you, like, have to restructure yourself and you're like, no, I've gotten out of the hole. I'm fine now. And then you get dragged back down into the hole, maybe?
Yes.
Scary.
Yes. And it should be because this person broke your trust.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Well, even if they just... like they were upfront about dumping you or whatever, it's still a trust thing, right? To be in a relationship with somebody is to feel secure with somebody, to feel like they're not going to leave randomly.
Yeah.
So that's all part of it. So you have to take that into consideration that could very well happen again. And you'll never stop thinking about that.
Never.
Anyways, good luck with your decision.
9 years is so long.
Like, that's forever, man.
What have you done for 9 years? Anything? Like, I think
I did improv.
You did an improv for 9 years?
Oh, yeah.
Well, that was a long
time.
I did
it for 11 years, but yeah.
I was cheerleading for probably 10 years. I guess dancing, I'm almost on my 10 years.
There
That's
you go.
Too long.
That's a long, long time. Yeah.
So he, I guess, I'm not saying that he was 21 when he got in this, but possibly he was 20 or 21. So, I mean, that's all his formative years, too. So it's like, you're probably a different person than you were when you were dating this person anyway.
Yeah, and hopefully you grew together or maybe that's what happened.
Right. Yeah, I guess this is very, very hard to get a read on.
It's tough, man. Only you know, bro. You gotta really think about. It's like, okay, you're back with your 9-year ex, right?
Yeah.
Is she going to do it again? Or is she going to leave you again? Because it's from what it sounded like, she left him, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so is she going to do it again? Do you trust that she won't do it again?
And how can you believe someone, though? Because I've had people come back and they're like, oh, no, never. And then it's like, okay, you do the same thing again.
Yep. I don't believe. Yeah, exactly. I don't buy that shit. I'm like, if you fuck up on me, like, goodbye. Like, I don't. I've said that to every girl I've ever been with. I'm like, listen, I just want you to understand how I deal with this shit. It's like, if we don't work out and you leave or whatever the hell, I will disappear from your life. Like, period. Like, that's just how it is.
Yeah.
Like, that's how I cope. And that's also gives me the best opportunity to be happy later.
Yeah.
Like, I don't check on Instagrammies and I don't even know what my ex's face looks like half the time because I don't remember that shit because I just moved the hell on.
That's really good. Not a lot of people could do that or do that, even if they can.
I think I just have crazy attachment issues.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess it's not good.
Well, it's not. It's just that I use the momentum of that feeling in my favor.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Where I'm like, well, I have attachment issues. So the best thing I can do through a childhood of moving, like constantly moving when I felt settled down in a place. So I'm always like weird about like having to say bye to people. So if it's like goodbye time, I'm like, goodbye. I'll never see you again.
Whoa.
Yeah, but I apply that to my exes and it works great.
Yeah.
Like it's been kick-ass.
I wish I could do that.
Yeah.
I wish there was like a little food that you could eat. You know, like Alice in Wonderland, she eats the tiny thing she eats something to make her bigger or smaller.
Yeah.
It would be really nice if there's just something like an M&M that could just be like, oh, if you eat the blue one, you forget about your love.
That would be great and also scary.
Yeah. Well, I guess you don't want to forget about your love.
Yeah, because you learn from that, right? Like, you don't want to forget about the experiences that made you who you are.
Yes. So, okay, here's what my pitch is.
Okay.
So, it's a candy, preferably chocolate candy.
Oh, that'd be good.
Very easily available. It's readily available, but, like, it's kind of expensive.
You know what? I changed my mind because it's a chocolate candy.
What, do you want it to be sour?
No. I agree with you now.
Okay, cool.
Because I get it.
I'm like gonna change my pitch for you. Okay, just a people pleaser. What do you want it to be? So it's a piece of chocolate candy. Kind of expensive though. I'm saying like, because not everyone.
Can't do it all the time.
No, exactly. It has to be worth it. Like if
you've got. How many come in a pack?
You get one and you can get it like out of Walgreens, but it is candy though, so.
Oh, see, I think you should probably have to go to the doctor and get prescribed. That makes it even harder.
Okay, yeah, we'll do that.
There you go.
Okay, so it's candy. It's still candy. Okay. At the end of the day, it's still candy.
You said, does it have a shell covering?
It does.
Do you chew it?
You don't.
Okay.
You let it dissolve, and it takes a long time to dissolve because you have to make sure you really want to do this. It's like a jawbreaker.
Oh,
so
that's
it's
cool.
Like a couple hours long. Oh. It dissolves, and it's bitter and sweet because that's what love is.
Okay, so, real quick. Is it milk chocolate or is it dark chocolate?
Ooh. It's dark chocolate because you should be old enough to appreciate dark chocolate in order to want this procedure.
I'm in. How do I invest in this?
Is this just a sixlet?
I love sixlets. Don't say sixlets in front of me. I'm sweating. Have you ever had a sixlet?
What is a sixlet?
It's like an M&M, but more round and better.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I hope this guy's listening to this in his car right now, and he's like, in the dark.
Why is he in the dark?
Like in a car garage, you know what I mean? And he's just sitting there listening to the podcast. You know what I'm saying? He hears the gentle sound of his gate opening behind him and he realizes the answers aren't coming.
You know? Welcome to Just a Tip.
That's it.
So I'm almost done with my pitch.
Okay.
And then you can, it's one and done. I'm just saying that like the price of it, you have to get prescribed, but also the price is kind of expensive, like maybe like $800.
Oh, wow.
You got to be serious that you want this.
This pharmaceutical company is pretty crazy.
Okay, 500.
Thank you. Sensible.
200. What do you...
Does insurance cover it?
No, of course not. They never do.
Wow. True. That's true.
Wow, real.
Yeah.
And then it only dissolves exactly what parts of it you want. So it'll dissolve the emotion of, like, being hurt, but you will retain all the lessons. You can get a cheaper version, but it'll block out everything, and then you're just messed up.
I see.
The $50 pill candy, excuse me, $50 candy will just wipe away everything. But the $500 one...
I see.
You get to keep the lessons.
And so we learn from this that, yeah, hopefully you can pay for a solution. Yeah.
Okay, wrap-up tip for what I think you should do is make a pro and cons list of both people, of how you feel, not of them.
Okay.
So pros of how this person makes you feel, how you feel when you're with them. And then hopefully... I mean, it's going to be really hard because you only know this one girl one time and you're in infatuation phase with one of them and then you're heartbroken with the other.
This isn't a binary choice to me. This is all about his ex. It's not about the new girl.
Yeah.
Like, the new girl is just a feeling that he's having right now. Mm-hmm. And maybe it's genuine and true. Like, my first chick from my last ex was my wife. You know what I'm saying? So, like, maybe that'll happen for him, right? But I'm talking about the X thing, right? Mm-hmm. Where it's like, you have to just make, I think it's just one list. And it's like, will I ever be able to trust her again?
Right, yeah.
And if you can answer yes, then that's one thing. And if you can't answer yes and mean it, then there's your answer.
I think that's perfectly put. I agree. Next question. Next and final question. Here we go. I just got engaged to my boyfriend of 3 years, and I also just learned that my parents will be separating after 30 years of marriage. Whoa. I feel like this should be such an exciting time in my life. However, it seems like I can't help but let these thoughts about my parents' failed marriage get in the way of planning my future with my fiancé. I have brief thoughts of doubt, and I feel they're most likely coming from this issue with my parents. I'm also worried about how they'll behave at my wedding, since it will be the first time that they see each other after the divorce. Do you have any advice about learning how to interact with separated parents or to warm cold feet before a wedding? From Freaked Fiance. That's a lot. 30 years is a long time.
This is an easy one. I'm just kidding. This is crazy.
I was like, what?
This one's pretty nuts, man.
Well, let's start with how we can relate first. You are married.
I am.
How did you feel on the day of? Did you have cold feet at all?
No.
Really?
No way.
Wow.
Yeah.
You're like the only person that I've ever heard. I mean, I guess I don't know that many married people or ask them about their marriage. But isn't that like a thing that everyone is kind of going through?
I don't know. I've heard of that, of course, through movies and stuff and TV shows. But I don't know. I'm a very, like, I make a decision, I stick with it thing kind of person. So I don't know how that stuff works.
What are you like when you go out to eat? Like, do you look at all the menu or you find one thing and then you're like, I want that, and you don't even care what else is on the menu?
I'm a mood guy where I'm like, oh, this is what I'm into right now, and so I'm going to do this.
Huh.
It's really like that. If it's ever like I've never said the words like, can we have a couple more minutes? Like, I'm always like, oh, I could just make a call right now. Who cares? Like, yeah. But if Nikki's not ready, then I'll be like, yo, can we have a couple more minutes? My wife's like, you know, being insane. So.
Okay. So you didn't get cold feet. That's very good. So I think the cold feet obviously it's coming because their parents are getting separated. It's really difficult because my parents are divorced, but they didn't feel the way that you and Nikki felt. So it's like, it's case by case basis. And I know that the divorce rate is what, like 55 now, I think.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's all dependent on how you guys feel.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's so many people that are married that don't have the relationship that you and Nikki do. And so it's like, it's all dependent on, I hope that your relationship with your boyfriend is just a little bit more like unbreakable than the one with your parents. But you're only going to know that.
Yeah. I think that, It sucks because they obviously looked at their parents' relationship as like a bedrock of stability is what they wanted to have.
Mm-hmm.
And now that's being taken from them. And now they think that that can't happen for them too.
Mm-hmm.
But I think you have to – you live in your own lane. So all you can do is focus on the road in front of you. Like, you can't look next to you. Like, you have to just look at what you have and where you have to go.
Right.
So it's a tough thing, though. Like, again, I know I make a lot of this stuff sound easy. I know how hard a lot of this stuff is. I really do. It's just about a mindset that you have to have where it's like, I can only focus on the now and me and what I have mm-hmm. and like what's in my car.
Right. Yeah. I love that. What happens when they're at this wedding together, though? Like, how would you, if you're setting up a wedding and your parents are divorced and it's the first time that they're going to be together again is at this wedding, where do you put them? Where do you seat them? What happens? How do you navigate that?
Well, you ask them first. You say, hey, are you cool with this? And then hopefully they're going to suck it up and be like, this isn't about us today. Mm-hmm. Like, that's the whole thing. It's not about you and your shitty thing today. It's about, like, them and their thing. So if they're mature people, then I think that they'll do that.
That would be really nice.
And you could ask them to do that, too. If you're like, well, my dad's not mature, but my mom is, you can be like, hey, Dad, can you suck it up for one day?
Yeah, you know totally. I wonder – I'm scared. Marriage is scary. What if I never get married?
You're going to get married.
What does it mean to you to get married?
Oh, my God. I want – to find someone that will be there no matter what on both ends. Like, I want to find someone that, like, I don't care about my own life anymore. I want to make theirs what they want. Right. I just want, I mean, like, just a genuine partnership.
A partner, yeah.
Yeah.
I get it.
That'd be nice. And, like, just, like, check, we did it. Now let's, like, make our life awesome.
Yeah. You're, like, someone that you're rooting for and they're rooting for you.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the best. No, that's a good definition. That's
so if you're tall listening order, out tall there. Order. Become sleepless in Seattle, actually.
Right.
Anyway, I'm not scared of anything.
Well, let me ask you this. What if you don't get married?
Hmm.
What does that mean to you? Hmm. I see. It's like that. Wow, this is a binary choice. Holy shit.
What are you talking about?
No, this is a binary choice. For you, it's marriage or die, right? That's what you just basically said.
That's right. Did it look like I just died when you asked me that?
Yes.
Oh, my.
I wish we...
Guess I should have put more mascara on today.
If you had a visual component to this show, they would have seen for themselves the way that your spirit broke behind your eyes. Jesus.
All right, we'll get some cameras, Steve.
Yeah, thank you.
I would love to be married. If I never got married, I think I would be sad. Would you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love that you just know. You're like, oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
But what do you mean?
Oh, yeah, I'd be sad.
What do you mean? Of course we know. Would you not know if you weren't married and I asked you, like, if you never got married, what would happen? And you'd be like, nothing.
No. I just meant what is it to you? Because it just depends for people. Some people get married because it's like, well, I can't afford this house alone, and like,
yeah,
this is working out good, and like, I like this person, and you know, we'll see. I don't ever think that people have to have my same standard when it comes to getting married.
Yeah, I know a lot of people don't want to get married, and that's totally fine. But I need it.
What was your standard to get married?
I had to have a partner, basically, like, and I had to meet somebody that I was rooting for to win just as hard as I want myself to win and even more so. And now I just want her to win so hard that it, like, is important to me. So I just want to kick ass for her and I want her to kick ass so that we can kick ass. You know what I mean?
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. She's the best, man. And you guys are great, too. You have to understand. No, but you have to understand.
Somebody tells you how pretty your friend is and then they're like, but you got a great personality.
No. You have to understand that. Whatever is happening so far, like, it ain't over yet. It's just, I got lucky to get what I got when I got it. Like, mm-hmm. I had just come out of a relationship. I was like, there's no way I'm getting another relationship. I was like, love is a lie told by thieves. I was like, there's no way I'm interested in that anymore. And then it came out of nowhere. So it's, you don't know where you're at until you're there.
Oh, my God. I'm touched and confused.
I don't even know what that meant.
I love it. You don't even know where you are until you're there is like the best.
Well, no, because I didn't know. Because like, I'm with Nikki all of a sudden, and then it's 2 months go by, three go by. We're living together all of a sudden. And then one day I woke up and I'm like, whoa, like this is like a really serious thing. And it wasn't until I was there that I realized what was happening. Like it just sort of happened that way.
That's so great. I guess, how do we help this person? Interact with separated parents. I guess that's all they're asking for. They're not asking for any of our other advice. They just want to know how to interact with separated parents, which is hard. Are your parents divorced?
No.
Okay. Well, I guess there's one of us here.
it's interesting, though, because I wouldn't say that my parents have a marriage that I'm like, that's the marriage to have. Like, it's a strange one. Mm-hmm. It's not like they're bad for each other or anything like that. I just, like, my old man was pretty hard on my mom growing up, like, as far as, like, he got yelly and stuff. And I always was like, I'll never be like you. I will never do that shit. And I love my old man. I really do. He married me and Nikki. But he was under a lot of stress at the time, like, from work and stuff. And so, but because I got to see that up close and personal, I knew what I didn't want to do.
Yeah, that's like, I mean, parents in general. Like, yeah, when everyone's trying to kind of course correct what their parents did wrong in their mind of like, I'm not going to raise my kid like that, or I am going to take this and do that to my kids. I guess it's the same with marriage. I guess my only tip with interacting with separated parents is to be there for them individually and not be the carrier in between their messages. That is weird.
That's true.
That's so weird. That would happen all the time. I'm like, you guys have mouths and text.
My buddy went through this.
Recently?
Yeah, where his parents separated because his dad met this chick online and then he like absconded to another country and like just like told his wife of like 30 years. He's like, hey, I met someone. I'm leaving.
Oh my gosh.
And she's like, if you leave, you're never coming back. And then he's like, okay.
Oh.
And then he just left. And then he came back like a couple years ago. And he doesn't understand why the mom like hates him now.
What?
Yeah, he's like completely absorbed.
Yeah.
In his own shit. It's yeah. So weird. I think he just had a total midlife collapse.
For sure. Because it's pretty clear to see what happened.
Right.
Whoa.
So now, like he, you know, when he gets married, which there's no plan yet, but when he gets married, he's thought about this kind of shit because his mom hates his dad.
Right.
And his dad's just like, Mr. Like, I don't know what I did. So it's like,
wow.
So it pisses her off even more.
Well, of course.
Exactly. So it's just nuclear, right?
Yeah.
So then it comes down to what I said before. It's like, you have to suck it up for these people just one day. And then you can move on. And then you just got to figure out how to do holidays, right? Because nobody – look, holidays are probably going to be pretty miserable anyway just because of the general fucking rules of holidays, right?
Yeah.
But hopefully you can make it work where you lean into what you like and then you leave the other person out of it.
Yeah. And also bring Scattergories in.
Scattergories is so fun.
It's the best game.
It's a good game.
And the cool thing about Scattergories is if you're bringing another person, like a significant other, to your family thing, you can tell how smart they are.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. And you're like, oh, would you fit in? Or are you like giving me weird answers or not even like getting many?
Another great way to gauge intelligence is trivia. If you're good at trivia, you must be smart. If you're bad at trivia, you must be dumb.
I love how black and white
that is. That's the rules.
I think I'm horrific at trivia, but I get all the art history questions right. But I think I would love to play trivia with you guys.
I would love it. It'd be fun.
You're probably really good at trivia, and I know that you know
I'm not that. I always, here's my thing, is I am confidently dumb sometimes where I'm like, oh, this is the fucking answer. Oh, I guarantee it's the answer. Oh, you'll see, this is the answer. And then it's not the answer. And then Nikki's like, you're so fucking stupid. And I'm like, okay, well, we'll get them next time. Like, and I do that with directions too. I'm like, it's this way. And she's like, it's not this way, you idiot. And I'm like, it's absolutely fucking this way. You'll see. And I turn that way. And then she's like, see, it wasn't this way. And I'm like, I can't fucking believe it.
I can't believe it. I remember I was dating this one guy and we went to the Greek theater. Is that the one down there? Greek theater?
The Greek.
Observatory?
The Greek.
The Greek, yeah.
Just the Greek. The straight up the Greek. So we were going there and he was like, I've been there before. And he was like, we got to go to Will Call. And I was like, okay, take a right and it's right there. It's all the way behind the thing. And then he was like, let me just ask somebody really quick. And I was like,
ooh.
Don't do that. I know where it is. Believe me if I say I know.
But that was shade.
It was so shade.
That was shade, bro.
It was so shade.
Yeah.
Couldn't have been more dark.
Because like he could have just been like, well, I think it's this way. But instead, that was like full-blown shade.
Yeah, instead he was like, let me ask somebody.
Let me ask somebody who has eyes. Yeah.
I was like, this is the end of us.
Yeah.
And it kind of was.
Was it?
I think that was like where it started to break. Because I was like, you don't respect me enough to believe that I know what I'm talking about.
Right.
You man. Horrific. Bad. And guess what? I was right.
So he had shown that one time. Everything else was perfect. That's what I hope.
I mean, it wasn't.
And you're like, I'll never get married.
Yep, that's what happened.
Yeah.
So hope we helped. Steve, thank you so much.
Thank you. This was fun.
Where can we find you on the internet?
You find me on YouTube, Steve Green. And also, you can find me on The Shit They Don't Tell You podcast. And also you can find me on Nikki's channel because we do the Sticky Show every Thursday. Super fun times.
I love it.
Yeah.
And your Instagram.
Oh, my Instagram, Steve Green Comedy with an E on the end of green.
Yes. Very funny. Get prepared to laugh if you check out any of that stuff. If you have a sticky situation or burning concern, email us at justatipshow@gmail.com and be sure enough to sign off Sleepless in Seattle style so we don't out your true persona. Also, it helps a lot if you give us your age. And just know that the answer is always going to be talk to them. Also, rate us 5 stars because despite the scratch scare I had with my cats, I still have both cats and I love Crumbs.
Wow.
And what do I deserve?
I'm glad Crumbs can't understand you.
He can.
Oh, okay.
That man.
Oh, you swear, right? He can understand what you're saying? Yeah.
Yeah, for
yeah.
sure.
Yeah.
What if they had a little collar that gave us that they could talk?
Scary reality.
Should we do this? Should we make this the real pitch versus my sixlet idea?
I think so.
That'd be really cool.
That
a
would
collar
be cool.
Where you can talk to your pets.
That would be nuts.
They gotta be doing that somewhere, right?
There was like an app where you could put it next to your dog or cat and their bark or meow was like translated if
Stop.
They were happy or whatever.
Oh my gosh.
Like a bark, bark, bark. It was like, oh, this is a happy dog or like. Burr.
I mean, I could have told you.
Yeah, same.
But also normally it was wrong and people are like, my dog is fine. Why are you telling me it wants to kill me? So there's a little
sponsored
controversy.
By WebMD.
That's like those ghost apps on your phone. You can get those ghost apps and it's like, there's a ghost here. And it's
no.
Like random words. It's like, it says apple. It's like, oh shit, something happened with the apple. Maybe you got poisoned by an apple or something. Like I've had my idiot friends tell me, it's like, oh shit, look, there's like, it says cage. It's like, that's so creepy. That's a creepy word to have. I'm like, what the hell are you guys talking about? It's amazing.
It just was like a Nicolas Cage DVD.
Yeah,
close.
Right. Exactly. It's like, yeah, National Treasure's over there.
Yeah. Okay. We helped. Thanks. And bye.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.